Songs in the Night for July 24th. With great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Acts chapter 4, verse 33. Our text tells us that this witnessing was done with power, great power. It was not made secondary to politics, to social questions, to evolutionary theories, or higher critical dissertations. It, and it alone, constituted the apostolic theme, and so it should be with us. The resurrection of the Lord, and its value and signification to the church and the world through the divine plan, should be ever prominent in our witnessing. Not only by their words and logical presentations did the apostles witness, but their lives were witnesses. As the apostle said, "Ye are our epistle, known and read of all men." The lives of the early church were the special witness to the Lord. Without the consistency of their lives and their consecration to the Lord and to the truth, it is evident the message would have had no such import as it bore. So it is with us today. It is well that we preach the word. It is still more important that we live it. But it is the ideal thing to both preach and live the truth. Zion's Watchtower, 1909, page 140, hymn 267. The text again, with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Acts chapter 4, verse 33.